Hello, and welcome to Red, Red, Blue. I'm Dan Adams.
And I'm a very loud Dominic Adams.
And I'm disappointed.
Also Andy Adams. So, it's time to use your free hit chip if you have it, or shit your pants if you don't, because it's the blank game week. A mighty 8 teams play this week, so it should be a quick one. No doubt we'll hear Dom make his changes live. Also, surprisingly, Andy make his changes live. I'm disappointed in you, Andy. We'll also take a look at the tables, and then we'll give you our free hit teams as these two idiots craft theirs in the moment. So, first game, Burnley versus Brentford. I guess the question is, are you taking any Burnley players?
No.
That was nice and easy. So, you will take Brentford players, though. And I'm guessing Tony plus Wissa, maybe, although he's in his forward slot.
Probably just Tony.
All right, Tony's in the team.
God, I'm not telling him. Oh, I'm taking Dom. I'm taking Odibert from Burnley. And Dingra. No, who's the other crap forward they have? Amdouni, that's who it is, right? The one that they benched. And he looks like a crackhead.
So, on that note, also...
on that note, don't hire crackheads.
Yeah. Goalkeepers, Flecken is an option.
It depends who you think's going to have the clean sheet in that four games. Who's the most likely? And I kind of am looking...
I don't think there's a good clean sheet shout this week. Defense is horrible.
There isn't.
Well, turn it on its head. Who's the least likely to score? And my gut would tell me Burnley.
Yeah, Burnley are the least likely to score because they're not very good.
Or you could flip it on its head and say who's going to get the most shots against them so he can get some shot points.
The other thing to think about
maybe save some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Burnley are not good at scoring, but Brentford are also not very good at keeping clean sheets.
Oh, this needs fact checked on.
And he's flipped on his head three times now.
I don't think they are very good at keeping clean sheets. Here we go. I'll tell you right now, because I'm looking at Brian and Mbuembo.
Mbuembo? You can't take him anywhere. He's sick, isn't he?
So, no. Wolves in game week 24 was the last one that they had. And before that, it was game week... 10
against
Chelsea. So they've had two in the last like 14 game, two in the last 18 game weeks. And they've played a lot of shit teams in that time as well. They played Forest, they played Palace, they played Sheffield, and they lost 1-0.
Go on, Dom.
What are your thoughts on shithouse Maupay?
No,
absolutely not.
That was easy.
All right. That was a good one. That was a clean one.
You don't want defense from Brentford, I don't think. I think that's a bad call. Even though I think that Burnley's... Have they played... That's the other question. Have they played Burnley yet this year previously?
Must stop by now.
And they won 3-0 at home.
Mm-mm-mm.
So they
All
got
I'm saying
team.
Is you have a very limited choice available to you. Money is no option. Like you could literally buy available to you the most expensive players and still manage, I think, due to the nature of the teams.
Yeah, because they're all
so
shit.
Really, you want to spend all your money up front, Flecken, cheap, and I think probably the best option.
Well, who are you buying up? Let's go through the games first, then, I guess. Like, let's talk about the other games.
Keep that in the back of your mind, then. What other keepers would you take as we go through? So, obviously, from Brentford, we're saying definitely Tony. Probably no one else, although I'm vouching for Flecken. So, the next game is Luton versus Forest, which is a strange one. Personally, from Luton, I think Doughty, obviously.
It's Mollock's time. He's on fire.
Is it, though? So, is it, though? Because, I mean, I've picked him.
It twice.
Is it? Yeah.
But options-wise, you have, obviously, Watkins is a definite. Tony's a definite. It feels like Morris is the only other.
Yeah.
He's got two
Tony versus Burnley.
Okay, so Tony's a definite. 1-2-2-2.
His name's Tony.
1-2-2-2.
I think we're going to have a better conversation when we come to talking about the teams because we can go through very quickly the games, but I think it's more about the overall template because obviously you're restricted by number of players per team. You're restricted by the positions you can pick from.
You got 9 points last week against West Ham.
Why not Fofana for Burnley, Andy?
You got two goals against Fulham in game week 23. You got 2 points, 2 points, 2 points, 2 points in the middle of that, but then got 9 points last week. Go big, go Fofana.
You go Fofana. I don't feel it.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just give up this week.
Anyway, Luton versus Forest. I mean, are we agreed that Doughty is an obvious pick then for Luton?
No, maybe, yeah, just because the defense is all bad.
Yeah, And then you seemed quite sold on Morris. And I agree, I've got him in my team as well.
But all of us who picked out, he haven't really enjoyed it the last few weeks, have they? So hopefully
it's not been it's not been a fun ride.
But again, there's a limited number of rides to go on right now. So
well, they're all bad. What if you just don't want to go to the amusement park?
Exactly. Right now, you've got really shit choice. Disneyland's closed. Universal's closed. Maybe go to Gatorland, I guess.
No, I think we're at that bad Legoland where they're letting it rot.
Oh, that was a low blow, Andy.
You don't care anymore?
Very true. Very true.
Can you say that? Or no? Have you just outed him?
He's just outed me. I'm pretty sure the whole company knows I'm not going to be there later.
Yeah. Oh, and then Bailey. I want Leon Bailey. Never mind. Carry on.
Do you?
I think
that's
I do.
That's the question we'll come to. Anyway, on the other side, Nottingham Forest, you got your boy Gibbs White.
Your boy Gibbs White.
Your boy. Guess. You're the one who talks about him all the time. Nobody else.
I mean, I'll be honest. I've done my team already, and there's no Nottingham Forest in there. I'm assuming that's probably going to be the same for you two then.
I might have Elanga.
I've got Gibbs White.
Elanga.
I've got Gibbs White because he's on pens, Dan. Fucking get with the get
you
with
know
the
what? Elanga against Newcastle and West Ham in 24 and 25 got 7 and then 6.
And then he got 2-2-1. Which Andy was claiming was why you shouldn't pick Tony, Mr. 2-2-1.
To be fair, in those two games, he played Liverpool and Villa. And then Brighton, which he should have done better against Brighton. But
if I put my Andy hat on, I'd say he's playing away there, though. So that's probably not going to work in his favour.
Your mum's playing away?
I hope not. She's your mother, too. Yeah.
My question for Forrest is it Wood or Awani up front?
No one cares. Awani's bad now, isn't he? Who cares?
Yeah.
I know, is he?
He is.
He scored a goal in 25. He got an assist in 26. The only reason he didn't do anything in 27, 28 because he played 25 minutes and 18 minutes respectively.
I don't think I want him.
I'm good, thanks.
I want to know if he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's going in the fucking team.
Get on the M Dooney train.
Yeah, I want to know what's the predicted lineup, Dan? Come on, hit us up.
It is Sells and Goal, Nico Williams, Omobamadeli, Murillo, Toffolo, Yates, Dominguez, Origi, Gibbs White, Elanga, Awani up front.
Awani, who'd you take? Awani, Mollusk, or Tony?
I don't think that's the choice. I've taken Watkins, Tony, and Morris right now.
You got the Mollusk.
I mean, it feels like an obvious.
Ah, fucking hell.
Probably that's Mollusk, I think.
But you're Mr. Don't Like Tony, Andy. Would you take Awani ahead of Tony?
Would I take Awani against Tony? No. I think probably I'm going to... I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I don't think I...
But it's Tony not that.
Take Timo Werner.
Well, if you pick like the ones that you're definitely going to have, the only people I know I definitely want is Bowen and Watkins.
What about Son?
Sam, get yeah, fucking Son.
Well, I haven't made my Tottenham decisions yet. Son's not right. Actually on great form right now.
Son, what the fuck are you talking about?
He's got like one game or two games of being decent since he came back.
In his past four games, he's got 4-2-7-17.
4-2-13 million is not great, is it?
He was just coming back from the Asian Cup. Give the boy a chance.
How much is he now, actually? Yeah, I know his price was that when he was at the Asian Cup.
That's a tune change, that is.
Oh, actually, how much is he, actually?
I'm interested now, maybe, actually.
Right. I am maybe interested. We'll see.
Fulham versus Spurs is the last game on Saturday, so we can talk about it now.
Can we? Let's do it.
Well, we're getting Dom's best friend, the Fulham striker.
Oh, Mooners. I fucking even forgot about him, haven't I? I
forgot about Dre. Yeah.
What about Andreas as well? What do you think about him?
No, come on now.
Pereira, no. I don't think about any Fulham players, if I'm honest. I think they're going to get beat by Spurs.
Spurs. Mooney's isn't like a horrible shout. Like, the problem is striker is probably where the worst options are this week.
Would you take Mooney's or Tony?
Why is that always someone or Tony?
Because Tony's the weak link in this. You're insisting that Mollusk is an absolute have and Watkins is an absolute have.
Mollusk isn't an have to have. Mollusk in his last few games did. Maybe he is actually. I don't know. We'll see how he does against Bournemouth today. But like he did in his five games before that, he did 5-8-2-8-2.
Feels fairly good to pick, really.
And the three games before that is 7-5-11.
Feels pretty good to pick.
Mollusk's in. Watkins in. I'm going differential. Mooners is in. Tony, you're out.
Still so the
three Spurs players, you're definitely going to take three Spurs players. I've currently picked Porro, Madison, and Son.
That's my three Spurs players as well. You still lost first place.
I don't really want some, but you don't have a choice now.
No, is that you don't.
Really have some this week?
Correct. He's this week's Haaland. He's Haaland for a week.
Sucks. Okay, well, I think Spurs are going to batter them, so I think that's probably where you want to go.
I don't think they'll keep a clean sheet, though, will they?
They won't keep Spurs. A clean sheet, but they'll win.
So would you take a Kulusevski or maybe a Werner instead then? Try and maximize the attacking points?
Where's Werner? Is he a midfielder or is he a striker?
Werner, what? Striker.
Ugh, not great, is it?
Well, would you rather have Werner or Tony?
Probably. Well, I don't think I don't. I think I want to say that I've never had Timo Werner in my fantasy team. That's what I want to be able to say at the end of this season.
I thought about saying your eulogy, but
and in my eulogy, I want to say I never had Timo Werner. But in his last two games,
generous,
he did
never
nine
took Timo Werner.
He scored in his last two games.
Oh, he sounds like a Havertz all over. I'm fucking my Ev Werner now.
Like, it's gonna be a weird week this week.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, really strange one.
Oh, I'm getting
this
me some
is probably
Timo.
The most cringe free hit week I've seen so far. Like all
it does
of
feel
the
fairly sad.
There's one, no, two. There's Villa and Spurs, and everyone else sucks.
Timo only played 3 minutes against Villa.
Who did?
Timo.
He did, yeah, but he scored a goal, didn't he, in 3 minutes?
Fuck
that's all
me.
He needs.
That's all he needs. One shot, one goal.
Oh, do I want Timo?
He got 27 bonus points in 3 minutes versus 39 in 81 in the previous game. Great,
he just passed his load really quick. You know, he doesn't need a whole lot of time.
No. Oh, now I don't know if I want him, though. That's such a really good point. And then he never plays a full game the last four games. He played 61, 19, 81, 3.
Son's going to play up front. You need Son.
Yeah, you probably do need Son.
Wrapping up the games then, because then we can talk about our teams. It's probably been more of a fruitful discussion, is West Ham versus Aston Villa. West Ham feels like it's Bowen. That's it, yeah. Really?
I think so.
Kudus.
Oh, no, what's his face? The one that you two like that I don't care about.
Ward-Prowse?
No, the he's like Argentinian or something.
Kudus. Oh, no, Paqueta.
Yeah, didn't he score last week?
Yeah, he's doing good again. I think I might get Paqueta. Good point, Andy.
Fucking hell. Just name any random player, Andy, and Dom will start sticking him in his team.
You know what? Suchek's got 90 points on the season, which is insane to think about.
Suchek. Got a little good old Suchek. I had him on my team for a while, actually.
He's got, like, multiple goals. How many goals has he got? He's got 6 goals on the season.
Not too terrible. And then Aston Villa are the other team it feels like you'll max out the slots on. As in, obviously, Watkins takes one immediately. Is it then simply Bailey, Luis, or is there other options in there, like Martinez, for example? But I don't think they'll keep it clean against West Ham.
No, I think it's Bailey, Luis, Watkins, probably, right? Or you could do Cash, Luis, Cash, Bailey, Watkins, or Cash, Luis, Watkins.
But again, and we can probably jump into that now, actually, is the actual teams piece. I'm going to flip to my team now, but because of the value of the players on the teams that we're looking at, you're never going to hit or never really get near the cap. And so you can pick the best of everything you want. And therefore, for me, it felt like you had to maximize. Although saying that, I've only got Watkins and Luis because in my mid, I've got Bailey on the bench because your mid gets saturated then.
Yeah, you're going to be playing. You're only going to be playing 4 of the midfielders. You'll be playing 3-4-3, right?
Here's your 3 up front, though. It is Watkins. And
Watkins,
it is Morris.
Tony, Morris. So does Bailey get ahead of any of those 3? I don't think so.
Mine right now definitely? Is Watkins, Wissa, Morris.
Watkins, Wissa.
He's on better form than Tony.
I feel like going fucking Munoz, I tell you that.
Wissa, last 3 games, 5-6-5.
And that's probably the right place to start, isn't it? It's up front first.
Including Wet Spam, Chelsea, Arsenal as those 3 games. He's pretty. Right. Might do Wissa, even though I don't like him and I don't think he's a very good player.
Do you not remember what he did to you at the start of the season, Andy?
Yeah.
When Dan was like, have you guys ever heard of this guy called Wissa? And we all put him in and then he did fucking nothing. And then he got injured.
Does that sound like something Dan would do?
I think it was right about the same time when I said for everyone to put in, what's his name? The one that Rico Henry.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. That went down well.
And Billy's still grateful.
So
yeah, up front, lock it in, Dan.
Well, I was about to say, so choices, it feels like from what you guys are saying, are between Watkins, Morris, Tony and Wissa.
And Muniz.
Muniz, and Werner, maybe, if you wanted to be a bit...
I don't think he's going to play. That's my worry with Timo.
I don't think Awoniyi makes the cut, to be honest.
I don't think Awoniyi. I'm not looking
against fucking goal. Luton.
Not put him in then, remotely interested. Why is
put your
this
dick
not...
on the block. Put him in.
Why put my dick in things?
On the block, Tom. Oh, right, your dick in the block.
So the look at Luton. The fantasy football scout team up front has the team of the week thing has Tony Muniz Watkins.
Muniz.
They have Flecken in goal.
Muniz versus Spurs. I just don't. I know they play the mad high line in that, but I just don't.
I don't know what they've got. They have Ilanga starting over Leon Bailey, which to me is like insane.
Yeah, if you're gonna have either of those two players in your team, then Bailey gets the start.
I don't know what they're thinking.
I'm happy with my forwards. To be honest, I'm not gonna change them.
Yeah, Burnley apparently up front are gonna play Odegaard and Fofana in case anyone's remotely interested in Burnley.
I'm locked in on my forwards as well. It's Watkins, Muniz, Morris,
Andy.
Lock it in, Andy.
I don't know. Spurs are kind of the wild card because, like, right now their predicted lineup is up front is Kulu, Son, Werner. But, like, what about Johnson, who's got, like, 8 points, 8 points in the last two games? Like, are they not going to play him?
Then Maddo plays in the hole.
Yeah. Madison, Basuma, Bentancur, they have in midfield. Johnson may have seems to be doable. Content with his super sub tag once again, is what it says.
You're thinking about midfield, Andy?
Yeah, no.
Locking in the up front.
It's impacting who I would pick up front because you would only pick Werner if you think he's. Because the problem is Werner's competing with Johnson to start.
Even if he does get some minutes, would it really be worth it versus someone who's getting 90 minutes?
Probably, because he's like. I mean, you're talking Wissa and Morris are not like you would pick them any other week. I'm not like excited to have either of them.
Absolutely not.
That's the problem. Like this week, there's hardly any players that I would want in my team the rest of the time. So you're having to pick all these terrible people.
It's like four players that would get into my regular team. Bowen, Porro, Son, and Watkins.
Right, you've locked in your up front stand. Lock in the four starting midfielders.
So for me, it's Son, Luis, Bowen, and Madison.
Yep, that's my four starting midfield as well.
I don't see who else could break into that, really.
With Paqueta on the bench.
I think Leon Bailey's the other one to think about.
Yeah, Bailey would be interchangeable with Dougie, though.
Bailey's points versus Bowen's points of the last few weeks is like much more consistent. Bowen's only had that 20 in the five. Everything else has been a 2 or a 1 since game week 21.
Yeah, but Villa just lost 4-0 to Spurs.
Yeah, Villa, I don't know. They're like completely schizophrenic.
And they concede all the fucking time.
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't want to overthink it. There's not a whole lot of choices. You know, went with the immediate obvious picks or what felt like the immediate obvious picks. If I start second guessing and talking myself out of those picks, this is a dangerous week where you could fall behind quite dramatically.
If you look at Bowen in the games outside of the hat trick against Brentford, his XG is awful.
But he does start up front.
But he plays 90 minutes and has an XG of 0.07.
That is true.
And actually, he played the whole Everton game and had an XG of 0.
So would you prefer Bailey then? Are you going to take
Bowen? I might go Bailey over Bowen, to be honest.
Oh, fat boy's going to fuck you up.
He might. It's risky.
He's going to fuck you up with his fat knees.
He might come at me slowly.
What's your midfield then, Andy?
No, going off his XG, you'd probably try and swing and miss.
So you've definitely got Son though, Andy, that's right.
Everyone's going to have Son. That's not even, like, that's one of the things this week, that if you don't have Son, that could really mess you up. I think the Maddo question is an interesting one. Because he is, like, decently on form. You could argue that you could Spurs midfielders. You could go Maddo, Son, Kulu in one game.
Oof.
Mm.
Danger. Well, otherwise, you two are saying that you can predict which one of the Spurs midfielders is going to score, which no one can.
I can't even predict which one's going to spend the most minutes on the pitch is the issue. I only know that Maddo and Son are going to be on the pitch.
Yeah.
That's why I've not gone for a third one.
Yeah. I'm going to go Porro, Son, and Maddo probably then from Spurs. I kind of want to do Kulusevski and I kind of want to do Johnson, but I don't know which one of them is going to play.
So what's your midfield then, Andy?
right now, probably the starting midfield would be Bailey, Son, Luiz, Maddo. With Balin on the bench.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But I, you know, the question is, like, you could do 3-5-2 this week. Because you could argue that maybe Bowen is a better bet than Wissa or Morris to score. Morris, especially. Like, Bowen is kind of in the same bucket as Morris.
I disagree.
Against Villa, though. I know they have just been pumped 4-0, but still. You think they'll be up for the cup, then?
Players.
Speaking of Luton, breaking news, Tahith Chong has just scored.
Has he? Who assisted?
Jordan Clark.
I tell you what, this whole go in on Bournemouth thing this week has gone amazing.
Oh, it's been the absolute fucking worst. So I didn't want to talk about it.
So good.
Dominic Solanke, captain for the fucking penalty miss. Honest to God.
I was in the car with Dad for that. We listened to TalkSport, and the penalty comes on. And like, fuck yeah, he's going to score. And then obviously he missed the pen. Then he obviously had a goal that got VAR'd later on as well.
Yep.
Did you see the penalty, though? It was awful.
He slept.
Oh, he spoofed it, yeah. Absolutely spoofed it. But that was midfield. I think we're all confirmed on Son, Dougie Luiz, and another Spurs midfielder if you want to go someone else. But I'm going Maddo. Bowen's in there somewhere. Bailey's in there somewhere. No one's picking anyone from Forest or Luton or Fulham, Brentford.
No, anyone like that. Feeling
it's not happening. So, defense, hit me up. Who's your three?
Doughty, Porro, and someone I haven't picked yet.
Doughty, Porro, and at the moment, Toffolo, but only because I probably will actually turn it into cash and not be arsed with a midfielder on the bench. I know all the players are going to play, so it's not worth having a bench, as it were.
Yeah.
So we've all got Doughty and Porro. I've got Robinson or Cash as my third.
You could go with Soufal from West Ham. Depends what you think the score of that game is going to be, the Villa-West Ham game. I could actually see that being like a 0-0, like boring each other to death.
And then keeper. Who's your keeper?
Flecken.
Right now, Flecken, but I might do Areola. I'm like kind of torn on what's going to happen in that West Ham game.
Who's the Forest keeper?
Areola.
No, that's West Ham.
No, sorry, not that's West Ham, yeah. I don't know who the Forest keeper is. It is...
Cels?
Yeah, you have to go down pretty far.
Ooh.
I've just made the change now, so it is Maddie Cash. I brought in Suchek for my bench midfielder because it won't fucking matter anyway.
Are they home or away to Luton?
They're away.
Who's the Luton keeper?
The Luton keeper playing tonight is not Neto. Thomas Kaminski.
I might go Kaminski.
You do it. I think you're mad.
I don't think Forrest are that good.
They're technically just dropped into the relegation zone because of that goal at Luton.
We'll see. I think I'll have Kaminski as my backup keeper and Flecken as the other keeper and then decide closest to the weekend, which one?
Yeah, okay. I think we're close to a team then.
All right. Kind of. Should we quickly do the leagues? Call it an early wrap.
Go on then.
No, you first. Go on then.
Come on.
I've got a new tab because I can't lose all my working out.
Can't lose all his work stuff.
Yeah. No, I can't lose all my bloody team picking without saving.
Jesus Christ. How did Steve get 54 points this week? Fucking Christ.
It's all right. Next week he's going to need it. Because he doesn't. He's going to have playing next week. 1, 2, 3, 4 players.
That's horrific.
Unless he and he's going to have to take, like, he might get to 6 if he does a -4.
Talking about spoiler alerts coming up in the top 10 for Red, Red, Blue. Looks like Billy's gone bench boosting.
He did, and it didn't go well for him. I think his exact words when he texted me was, I've had a shit week. That's like,
wow, that's a horrific... I thought I had a bad week, but he had a horrific week.
Bench boosted to 40.
Yep.
Yeah. So 10th is all... So I don't think anything's really changed from last week. Because we'll have to see what happens with the... I think a lot of people in the top 10...
Oh, heavy on Bournemouth.
The guy in front, so I'm in ninth, and then the guy in front of me by 4 points in eighth, Eric Calvi, captain Morris. So Yeah, it doesn't have really any Bournemouth. Then Billy is 7th, Mahiki Oscar 6th, Connor Gunn 5th, Aaron Milne 4th, Hobie Miller 3rd, Tobias Scott 2nd. He's having an awful, like a Dominic style week, 24 points. What did he do?
He is. He's got he's got the same points as me right now, 25 points.
And he has no chance of redeeming it. He has no double people. That is a horrible week. The only hits he had the whole week were Bowen and Darwin, 4 and a 5. Everything else is a 2 or a 1. That's a brutal week.
Jesus.
Wow.
And Steve at number one, yeah?
Yep, Steve at number one.
Tell you what, I haven't mentioned this to Steve yet, but he can fucking eat shit because he's got a Stupinan into his team and he's got a fucking clean points out of a Stupinan. How the fuck do you get points out of Pervious Stupinan?
You know what? If it makes you feel better, he has Carl Palmer on the bench with his 13-point haul.
Does make me feel better.
Man.
God damn, Steve.
All right.
On to the one everyone cares about, the cup that actually matters. In last place is Dominic Adams with 25 points so far in the game week for 14.81. Then we have Dad with 28 points in the game week for 15.39. Then we have myself with 22 points in the game week for 15.41. 22 points is horrific.
It's not good.
I have 3 Bournemouth players, though, so hopefully that'll be jumping up a wee bit.
Oh, yeah, that's going really well so far.
I mean, tell me about it. In third place is my eldest with 35 points in the game week for 15.50. Then we have you in second, Andy, with 41 points in the game week for 15.87. And at the top, we have Eli still with 28 points in the game week for 15.95.
Fuck, indeed.
All right, I think we call it there. I'm going to go watch the Bournemouth match and pray that they do something useful.
Good luck.
Yeah, keep praying.